passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times Radio. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we try to challenge everything and everyone. Our goal here is to actually expand the light through expanding the consciousness, and sometimes that just also involves expanding the intellect, the knowledge base, and where you're coming from and where you think you're going. And it all happens here on the Dr. Kevin Show. So for those of you who are first-time listeners, we have a pretty set standard format. We're going to start, as we always do, with our hot topic. Now, the hot topic may be the one that warms the cockles of my heart or gets me hot under the collar. We never know which way it's going to go until actually just before the radio show. That being said, however, I do want to let people know that we are a live call-in show now. And that being said, you can either contact us. You can still contact us via Facebook. If you want to do that, you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-E-R-K-E-V-I-N, and post under tonight's show if you've got a question or a comment you'd like to have shared on the air. Or you can call in and be part of the conversation. The call-in number is 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. So we have the call-in number. You can reach us via the Facebook page, and you are now ready to be part of the conversation. I like to remind my listeners every week that it is your job to be part of the conversation, to be part of some conversation, to be speaking out, taking action, and helping to create the world as you would like to see it. We don't do that by sitting back and just whining and complaining. That's not being part of the conversation. Being the part of the conversation is sometimes signing petitions, sometimes going to protest march, sometimes expressing your opinions in public forums where they can get heard, and maybe somebody will be influenced by what you have to say. But no one's going to be influenced by you mumbling under your breath or just to your closest loved ones how the world has gone somewhere in a handbasket. Someplace warm in a handbasket, according historically. So now we will move on to tonight's show. In tonight's show, we are going to start with the hot topic. So here is my hot topic. And probably everybody in some way, shape, or form is getting tired of this hot topic. But you know what? I'm going to have to bring it out. And I want to put hopefully a slightly different spin or thought process on it. And this is what my hot topic is. My hot topic is that they do not have an independent prosecutor reviewing our current set of disasters in Washington. I try not to make this show go too political, though sometimes we are affected by the politics, and therefore we need to be aware that they do affect us, and we do have to participate, even if that participation is apathy. That's a form of participation, which only gives them the power to do whatever they want, whenever they want to. Then we really have no right to complain. Now, this is why I want to make it a hot topic. If Trump has nothing to hide, and he really is there to clean the swamp, let's assume that everything he says, except for the couple of hundred well-documented lies that have come out since he's taken office. I mean, some of them are just clearly either lies or ignorance. I would prefer to think lies than to think that the person running our country is so ignorant that they would be making these misstatements on such a regular basis. But either way, lies or ignorance, Let's take him at his word. He's there to clean up the swamp. He's there to make Washington work differently. And if there is a complete innocence here, why are we not seeing his tax returns? Why are we not having an independent prosecutor? Why fired the FBI, the head of the FBI? I've heard all of the, the Democrats wanted to do a few months ago. They were outraged by his handling. Yeah, well, that boat came and went. You don't decide 6 or 7 or 8 months later when the man is in the process of investigating, a significant portion of your campaign team that got you elected, some who ended up as close advisors, for being in league with Russia. You don't fire him in the middle of that with something he did 6 or 9 months ago. No, it doesn't wash with anybody who wants to be honest. So, but my thing is, if he's innocent, he should be the first one that says, put an independent prosecutor in. Let's get this out of Congress. Let's get back to what I'm trying to do with health care, which is not popular. All the polls are showing people are not thrilled with the changes. Or with his tax plan, not popular. People are saying, all the polls are showing people are not liking his tax plan. And large numbers of them think that it's going to only benefit the wealthy, or the wealthy far more than themselves. But that's beside the point. If you want to clean up the swamp, if you want to get the government running, don't do these kind of things and then say, I'm innocent, but won't do the one thing that would prove you're innocent. If you're innocent, then you should have an independent prosecutor who has no ties to any of your people that are under your charge, that answer to you, that may just accidentally, over a quiet dinner, slip you information which should not be made available to you if you are who is under investigation. And just put an independent prosecutor in. That's what my hot under topic is. If you're innocent, why would you not do this and stop tying up all of the energy and resources with 3 or 4 separate investigations that are getting completely stymied by both Republicans and Democrats who are playing the party line? Put in an independent prosecutor, bring us the next generation of Archibald Cox, that like they did in the Nixon days, put him in place, empower him to find the truth, give him the resources he needs. And if you're innocent, that's what's going to show up. Everyone's going to have eggs on their face, President Trump. So why not do it? So that's my hot topic. That's what I've decided really irritates me, is if he is so innocent, why is there so much resistance of getting an independent prosecutor? Today's guest is Marion Killenbeck. Marion is a RN and an NMD. And I just realized that my fat fingers on the show posting put Marion Killenbeck as an RD, which would be a registered dietitian, and she's not. She's an RN and an NMD, and I will be correcting that. She has had a long history of being involved with root causes, helping people from both a Western and an alternative. I'm not going to quite say Eastern, because as a naturopath, I don't know that qualifies as an Eastern way of healing per se, but let's say a holistic wellness and health way of teaching. She spent 10 years as an RN before she decided to go get her degree in naturopathy and become an NMD, and then spent 10 years in a very active practice. Plus, as a lifetime student, which basically is, I'm waiting for there to be a learning addiction, a learning anonymous club for learnaholics, because this young lady definitely qualifies as a learnaholic. So she's always out there taking more stuff in so that she can help the people that come to her with the most cutting edge information and ways. So she is going to be joining us on a monthly basis for the next 3 or 4 months. She's also going to be teaching at the Wolf Healing Center here in Hudson, New Hampshire, doing a Journey to Health monthly series. The first one starting actually next Wednesday night, which would be May 17th, And she'll discover the basics of better living. Each month she'll cover a different topic. You can come to one or all or none. But we're having her on the show to talk about a number of different things. And now we're going to introduce her. Marion, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Dr. Kevin.
Hey, well, you're welcome. I do think you qualify as a learnaholic. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. I never looked at it that way, but I like it.
So, what do you think? You know, if he's innocent, is there any reason why he shouldn't just say, hey, put an independent prosecutor on so we can go on with the running of the government? Thoughts?
You know, my opinion is there's always the opportunity to have an independent consultant within any team, and that's only going to fortify and strengthen that team from all levels.
Okay. So, do you, now I'm going to put you on the spot here, and you can choose not to answer, and we're only about a minute out of radio time before we go to our first break, so you may be excused anyways. So, why do you think, do you have any thoughts, or are you one of these people that just try to avoid this mess as much as possible? Do you have any thoughts as to why there is so much opposition to an independent prosecutor in this situation? And there is our music. Boy, were you saved. We will be right back. I'm going to squeeze a quick answer out of her. We'll be back with Marion Killenbeck.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We had a brief little disconnection there, but not too long. Marion, are you still there?
I am.
Good. So you were just starting to say what you thought about why it wasn't happening.
I honestly don't know. I haven't followed that aspect of this campaign to that degree. I tend to focus on things that have affected healthcare and various other aspects, and that is one that I don't know a lot about.
Okay. So we'll move right along. So here in the first segment, in our first guest-centered segment of Outside the Box, You know, as I warned you earlier, I have a question for you. Where, around anything in the world, this can be about how to make a healthy Tootsie Roll, or an unhealthy Tootsie Roll, I don't care. But where do you want to take my listeners outside the box? Where do you want to stretch their comfort zones? Where do you want to expand them as people?
I think the best place to take our listeners today is to take a close look at what actually makes you healthier versus what you've been told, what you've thought about, where you put your focus.
Okay. So let's start with, what do you think, so let's start naming a couple. Where do you think that today's American people, especially our kids, you know, who are getting who take health classes, which I've heard some people occasionally refer to as unhealthy classes. Where do you think that they're being fed incorrect information on what it takes to be healthy and not healthy?
Well, I think that aspect, if we just start with simple anatomy and physiology and look at the logic of things, very much like European physicians, European research does, you'll find where the challenges are. There are times when things are recommended to our children, to American people especially, that have no reasoning behind them. If you look at things like open heart surgery, that has never actually been shown to be effective, and yet it's done most every day in many, many hospitals across the nation.
Now, that's an interesting choice because, probably it was over a year ago now. It might have been while I was back on my old radio provider, but I'm sure the shows are still available in archives on IPM Nation because they rebroadcast all my stuff. I had a whole show with Dr. Jack Wolfson, who was a board-certified cardiologist and a DO who left all that behind and started working with Only Naturals, and he made the same statement. Heart surgery has never been proven to be really effective, and there are ways that you can treat it much more successfully without being invasive. And this is from a board-certified cardiologist, whose father was a board-certified cardiologist and head of cardiology for, I think, one of the major hospitals in Chicago. And he said the exact same point. So,
right.
But if somebody goes, you know, and again, you know, we're not prescribing, we're not diagnosing here. We have somebody who is trained in both Western and what would you call naturopathy? Because so often we say Eastern and Western medicine, but naturopathy is certainly not Eastern medicine.
No, it's not. It's easiest to look at it in words that we use now, such as holistic, sometimes called alternative. I don't know that I particularly care for that, as many people that have been in the field for some time. It is something that was used at the turn of the century prior to Western medicine, prior to medications and surgeries as we know them today. So why does it become alternative or complementary or so?
Okay.
Complementary is another word that works quite nicely. Functional medicine seems to be an up-and-coming, more commonly utilized term as well.
It's very interesting because, I mean, I understand that right now when anything, I mean, there's a lot of things that we look at as alternative based on what our mainstream is today, not necessarily the length of the history. I mean, some people, I mean, there was a time when Christianity was considered an alternative kind of religion. Look at those crazy hippies with their long hair, said all the good rabbis. What are they talking about? You know, because when Christianity started, it was alternative to the mainstream. Okay, I mean,
right.
And you know, so I get the alternative, For me, who works as an alternative holistic practitioner, I mean, I like holistic as well, but I get where alternative comes from. And let's face it, it's an alternative to slice, dice, medicate, patch up, and, you know, put you on the assembly line to the last 20 years of your life being in a nursing home. So it is an alternative set of choices.
That's true. That's very true.
That being said, complimentary, that's okay. I'm just looking for another one because many of my listeners may not even understand when I say what naturopathy is, and I'm going to have you explain that in a second. But how about if we just called it common sense medicine? Would that delineate it from Western medicine? I mean, because certainly there's a lot of common sense things missing in Western medicine. Would that work?
That's absolutely true. I like that.
We'll just call it common sense medicine. Okay, so somebody does have a heart condition. Besides the fact that there are several lifestyle changes and choices they're going to need to make, or eat themselves to death and relax themselves to death, which is okay. That's a viable choice. I don't have a problem with that. As long as they're not dying on my watch or they don't expect me to pay for the funeral. You're free
right.
to do what you want. You're an independent. But what would you say to this heart patient that's being told, okay, we're going to go in and do a quadruple bypass? I mean, where would they look? Again, I don't want you to diagnose or prescribe or set health program, but where would they look for an alternative? And why don't hospitals tell them about those? And these are only your opinions.
Right. My opinion on that would be start looking for a DO, a naturopath, a holistic nurse even, which some hospitals do employ, so that there is an aspect of education for that beginning process. So in other words, instead of having the doc come in and say, this is what I've diagnosed, this is what your treatment is, and this is, you know, maybe what they expect your lifespan to be, what they expect your prognosis to be in detail. And unfortunately, our minds are very strong, and that's exactly where they will go. So with some education, a person can then make decisions. There's many, many, many nutrients that used to be in our foods that are no longer in our foods or in such short, in such short supply in our foods these days due to mineral depletion and various things being sprayed on our foods, that we don't have those nutrients that the body so desperately needs. And the heart is a muscle, and muscle requires a great deal of magnesium, and that's something that's very, very short in our food supply these days.
Okay. So you're now...
So again, I'd say find a DO, naturopath, individual that's been well trained.
Okay. So now what I want to... So I'm going to give a couple of definitions. We've got like 3 minutes. Some of these terms may be new for some of my listeners, or they may not, but I'm going to err on the side of answering the potential questions. So what's a DO? What's a naturopath? And what's a holistic practitioner? And if we run out of time, we'll go into the next segment. But you get about 3 minutes. How would you define
them? A doctor of osteopathy is a physician who's been around for quite some time. They've been considered general medicine practitioners. They work a lot with manipulation of the body, also understanding the anatomy and physiology. And that's where they start with things. For example, I went to a DO at one point for some challenges with the thyroid. And they, in fact, did manipulation throughout the jaw area and found a time when there had been some trauma to that jaw. You release that trauma and you release the tension, whether it be emotional, spiritual, and physical, to those areas. So And the DO is going to focus on supplements. They're going to focus on lifestyle. Very much like a naturopath is going to be trained typically to look at the individual, the client, as though they were back in the 1900s prior to medications, prior to surgeries, and they were able to use herbs and homeopathy and lifestyle changes and various elements such as perhaps a diatomaceous earth to pull poisons out. Many people have heard of leeches that they used to pull out. Well, interestingly enough, in Europe, they still utilize those. So that would be something there. And with a holistic nurse, they have some training in understanding if you present with these signs and symptoms, you can then use a more natural approach. Perhaps it be supplements, perhaps it be lifestyle choices. But they have limited understanding of the whole picture, typically unless they've chosen to increase their training from there. So of those, the doctor of osteopathy may be covered under your insurance.
Okay. We'll be right back. That's the sound of our music. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times Radio, where we challenge everything and everyone, at least as much as we can. And today's guest is definitely challenging. She's challenging what a lot of us have been taught, led to believe, or are encouraged to believe by a lot of traditional thinking, that this epicenter is at Western medicine. And unfortunately, in today's world, Western medicine epicenter is the pharmaceutical companies. So now we're dealing with them as a couple that are very attached at the hip, and one seems to not be able to go anywhere without the other one in tow. Is that a fair statement, would you say, Marion Killenbeck?
I absolutely agree. They're very intertwined.
Yeah, very intertwined. So now what we have here is you were explaining, and I mean, I do want to say that, you know, our music comes up very fast sometimes. You can't always hear it. So the minute I start speaking, even if it feels like I'm cutting you off, it's because the music's playing. And once the music starts, they can't hear you. So I try to be kind to my guest. And when I go, and there's the music, it means no one's hearing you anymore. You can keep talking. And most of my guests do the first time until I explain it to them. And go, yeah. So anyways, back to, so you were talking a little bit about that. That,
right.
Why that, the difference between a holistic, a DO. Yeah, most DOs, I've never found an osteopathic doctor that wasn't covered because they're basically, actually, they're an upgrade from an MD. MDs hate it when I say that, but they are. They're an upgrade from an MD because they learn everything an MD does and a little more.
That is correct.
Yep. So, yeah. So anyways, this segment is called Behind the Curtain, and it starts with a test. So are you ready? Do you have your thinking cap on?
I do.
Okay. So this is what my first time guests all get this test. Name the movie from which this came. Ignore the man behind the curtain.
I can see it and I can't say it. Please assist.
Oh, Dorothy's heartbroken.
I know. Something so simple as that. Oh my goodness.
The Wizard of Oz. That's the moment.
Of course.
That's the moment when, of course, I always love it, the fact that it was the dog. The dog exposes the great and powerful Oz for the oil snake salesman, you know, airbag that he is, that, you know, lost his direction and ended up in Kansas. So we call this the behind the scenes segment after that part of the movie, which is why I quiz all my guests, because I want you to expose the truth. There are people and organizations and of all kinds that want you to think that they're the great and powerful Oz and they're only speaking truth. I want you to pull the curtain back. You get to be Toto and expose what are the snake oil salesmen really trying to sell us.
Wow. I think... I think to really, really look at how these pharmaceuticals are made, how they're being paid for, and what effect they have on each of our bodies that are willing to take them, what the benefits are, what the risks are. Take, for example, when you see a medication on a commercial and they have to run through at auctioneering style vocabulary to get through all the side effects of those, many of which the last one you will hear is death or cancer or something of that nature. And yet many of those pharmaceuticals are created from herbs and they're synthesized. So they don't include all the ingredients that need to be there for that to have originally worked in the first place. So pull the curtain back and take a look at what these actually are and how there are other ways to handle signs and symptoms. There are other ways to prevent those in the first place. Some things are very basic, by just your basic nutrients being taken in. You know, eat a salad or two a day. But to really look at, for example, a blood thinner, back to cardiac, which was my specialty when I worked as a nurse. There's a product called Coumadin, which is a blood thinner. And really look at what is in that and look at ways that the same thing can be done with something as common as a good natural vitamin E for the very same blood thinning aspects.
So why don't, again, these are just your opinions, and I want to let everybody know this is Million. Marion Killenbeck. Marion is a registered nurse as well as an NMD, a naturopathic doctor. So she has been educated both in traditional and complementary alternative common sense medicine as well. I think that's what we decided, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, a lot of times the hardcore epicenter of Western medicine. And I can't tell you how many good medical doctors I've talked to who hate the AMA, and if they weren't basically blackmailed, wouldn't belong to it. Like,
that's
you
right.
Can't, it's like you can't pick at this giant because it will ruin your medical career as a doctor. It will go after you. The AMA will go
that's
after
right.
doctors that are trying to introduce more alternative or natural ways. You and I have both met them more than
that's
one.
That's right.
So, mm-hmm. But why do you think that somebody who goes and studies to be a doctor, puts all the time and energy in, you know, I'm going to assume really wanted to be a healer, why would they turn their back on something like vitamin E that has little or no side effects that could get the job done naturally and much more affordably than Coumadin? What do you think the rationale is in the background?
I can tell you, in speaking with a number of cardiologists, a number of physicians on that aspect, a big part of it is exactly what you say with the AMA. It's their, you know, their big brother organization that only gives them so much freedom. And the ones that have chosen to become more holistic, more complementary, and utilize common sense medicine have found themselves behind bars, have found themselves in, you know, having their offices raided along with equipment and records. And that affects their patients as well as obviously themselves, their families. There's been a lot of challenges on that level. So a lot of it is what has been dictated in their organization, the AMA and the FDA and the CDC. They're very powerful organizations, and there's a lot of money behind those.
Has the AMA, in your opinion, become too powerful, and does it need to be put in its place as a support mechanism for doctors, not a king, an emperor? Being funded by the pharmaceuticals?
I'm going to answer that from, conversations that I've had with medical doctors, and many of them, as you say, they absolutely feel that the AMA has become too powerful, and to have a regulating board, I think, is a very important thing for physicians. However, for them to dictate that they must use pharmaceuticals versus something else that works, such as German physicians are allowed and encouraged to do. Please understand, German physicians are taught both what we consider Western medicine as well as what we're calling common sense medications and lifestyle choices. So going to a German physician, you would have the opportunity to go in and they would say, okay, these are your choices. You can do some of these more alternative or common sense things, and we can even begin to look at prevention of things throughout that way of being versus, okay, if you don't want to do those, our other option is these medications. So if we were allowed in America to have physicians that did the very same thing, we would be in the element of prevention, which interestingly enough, they've shown time and time again are cost effective, which is a big thing with insurance companies and pharmaceuticals and most anybody receiving health care, is the cost effectiveness as well. So to have that opportunity and yet have someone that regulates physicians, because there's also that other end of having seen physicians, quote-unquote physicians in hospitals even, that when they have run records on them, find out that they'd never even gone to school.
So, and there's our music. So, a needle pulling thread. And we'll be right back for our last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show this week. This week we have Marion Killenbeck on. Marion spent 10 years as an RN and then decided that there was more than Western medicine. Actually, she knew before then that there was more to Western medicine as a way to help somebody regain, maintain, and improve their health. She went on to become an NMD, which is a doctor of naturopathy, and then has studied countless ways to continue to help her clients have, you know, the best choices in their health care, in their health, in their life, with their health and in their health care. You can either call in if you would like to be part of this conversation. If you have any questions for Marion, you may call in at 202-570-7057. You can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. And at the very top of it is Marion, the write-up on Marion, the show, and a bunch of other things that she studied, which I won't even try to pronounce. And you can post comments there, and we will read those on air. If you are listening to this as a repeat, because I know the show is repeated 6 more times in the upcoming week, you can still go to facebook.com. I wouldn't try calling in. We won't be here. But you might call in on somebody else's show. That could always be fun. You could go to facebook.com/. You can find the write-up about today's show. You can still post your comment, and when it comes in, either Marion or I will respond to that comment. Marion, you'll be willing to do that, yes?
Absolutely.
There you go. So just because you're hearing this on a replay, don't think, oh, if I had known, I would have listened. Why weren't you listening? And when you're in the My Dr. Kevin, don't forget to like my Facebook fan page because I'm a likable guy. So this is our What a Load of Crap with Dr. Kevin. We've talked about a number of different things, but this is the time that I take off any and all leashes, and it's your time to expose my listeners to what you think is a load of crap. Before you start, I do want to tell my listeners that Marion is doing a Journey to Health series. She is doing that at the Wolf Healing Center in Hudson, New Hampshire. You can find out more about that at weboflight.com. But if you go to weboflight.com and look for classes and events, you will see where she is teaching a journey to better health series. She's doing one class a month. You can take the classes all together or you can take them independently. She starts this Wednesday. May 17th, with Basics for Better Living. So now we've let them know where they can find you, or you can also find her. She does have a Facebook page, and you can reach her there as well. So where do you want to, what load of crap do you want to attack?
Oh, first thing that comes to mind is, and I hope that listeners can help better educate me if I am getting the wrong information, and that has to do with health savings accounts and medical savings accounts. Back in the 90s, I was able to have my clients and patients utilize medical savings accounts and health savings accounts for supplements, and there was no challenges. I've been hearing lately that there's less freedom to do anything with. So I hope that we can get some feedback on that, actually get more information and make that a system where folks can actually utilize those as they were set up, which is to be able to have health care and medical care in the way in which you decide is best for you.
A lot of people, and I don't disagree with you, and I do believe that people should be allowed to use their medical savings program with anything that is about them keeping and maintaining good health. But actually, originally, they were set up to cover the cost of your deductible. And I think that the loophole, I'm going to call it a loophole, that might not be the correct description of it. I think that the loophole happened when, if people were using that money, which they could have taken out pre-tax dollar, and in some cases might be matched by employers or have some kind of support for it, that, that they said, well, wait a second, you can't, if you couldn't claim it on your insurance, why can you do it on your medical savings account? And so there was a couple of different accounts set up. And I don't know it, but I think that what's a load of crap is that the government allows an agency, allows a couple of different agencies that have a vested interest in making money off your health care determine or force you into health care if it's going to be covered. Force you on how to use that. But that was the excuse that sometimes that they were given. Was that, well, if it's not covered on your insurance, then it's not going to be covered on your health savings account or your medical savings account. Again, I don't agree, but I believe that that's the loophole some of the places started using, even though it is your dollars. They're your dollars set aside for the most part. Sometimes they do have matching or something, but your dollars to decide to try to stay healthy.
So right, and even if it's matching by a company, it's still a benefit that you received for your working time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do think that there is a serious I think that there is a serious load of crap going on, that again, the wrong people are in power that are controlling the ways in which we want health care. Now I'm going to ask you this question, because this is one of my pet peeves, and I think you've probably heard me talk about it before. I know you were on our TV show. And that was that, you know, my big complaint has always been with Obamacare is, you're going to fine me because I don't want to pay for a health insurance that won't cover the kind of health care I want. What do you think about that?
Again, it's our health care. And, you know, you can go to places like Canada where that's taken care of. Do they have a perfect system? No. They have the same sort of system in Australia. Is it perfect? Not by any means. Folks in Australia typically have, much like we have with Medicare here, they have additional packages to be able to provide the actual care that they truly want. But it's not crazy expensive like it is here. And who wants to be forced to pay for something that they're not going to utilize? I have many clients that only work with alternative. The only time that they would most likely go to Western medicine would be for trauma, which would probably be covered under car insurance or motorcycle insurance at that point. So they're not going to use it. And why are we forced to have something, and what is preventing a situation where we can have something like a health savings, a medical savings, an insurance company that says, let's look at some of the more alternative means? We know it's switched in our history because chiropractic didn't used to be covered by many insurance companies. And the chiropractic industry, probably, 35 years ago, said, now, wait a minute.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot of things. We used to do a much more thorough examination of blood work, and they still do in Europe, doing a type of live blood cell analysis, which could actually become preventative medicine. And the AMA eliminated that as viable and stuck in something that only tells us what you got, not what you're getting.
Right. And again, where does that make sense when we're looking at cost effective? Prevention is cost effective. That's been shown over and over and over again. And yet, where is that misplaced step in the system that is now creating something that says we can only treat it after it's shown up? And eliminating the things like live blood analysis and preventative coaching even. Essentially, the only people that get coaching of any type are diabetics that's covered by an insurance company. Well, there's a lot of people that really don't know much about foods and what they should be eating and little bit lifestyle changes. And that's a big part of what I'm going through in that very first class, is let's look at some of the little things that we can do on a regular basis to make that difference.
So how revolutionary is it that people should take responsibility for their own health? I mean, isn't that un-American? Aren't we supposed to have, you know, mummy food company and daddy pharmaceutical make sure that we eat the typical American diet so we can end up with all the typical American diseases and fund all the typical American cost? I mean, isn't it un-American to be responsible for your own health care?
You know, it certainly seems to be. However, I've been teaching since the early 90s, been teaching naturopathy and working with clients, and there's there's a few that really, really want to learn it. There's some that are more, you know, oh, they've been in farming, so they better understand it. My great-grandfather was a dairy farmer, so it only made sense that, you know, you take care of the soil, you take care of the animals, you take care of, and, you know, back in the day, people didn't have problems with dairy allergies and things of that nature because they had all the other things in their system.
And there we go. Thank you very much, Marianne Killenbeck, for coming on the show. And we will see you next week here on Ohm Times.